Thank you, John. Dick Girardi could not be here today, but I did talk to him on the phone this morning, and one of the teams he likes is Belmont, and Belmont is a very fashionable pick this year. Is there any coach or media member that has seen Belmont play? Anybody? Anybody seen Belmont play? No? No? Wow. Yet they are the fashionable pick this year. Look, everyone's picking Belmont this year to win their game against Wisconsin. Wisconsin obviously doesn't score a lot of points, but we'll see what happens in that matchup. Also, DJ liked Missouri in their game, Missouri taking on Cincinnati. So we'll see if DJ is right on that one. And he will be on Daily News Live later today, so you can get further with Mike Kern. Speaking of Mike Kern, your offerings this morning, what do you got?
First of all, Temple's last NCAA tournament win and John Chaney's last NCAA tournament win was 10 years ago in about 2 weeks against Penn State. It will come full circle on Thursday, and Dumpf will get his first win at Temple in the NCAA tournament. That much I am fairly certain of, and Dumpf will kill me when I'm off the podium. Other than the fact that I root for whatever Philly teams are left to keep playing as long as they can, I put about 5 seconds of effort into this because my track record when I put 5 hours usually isn't too good. So my final four, I already jinxed North Carolina because I had to pick the East region today. So we got North Carolina, we got Louisville, and I've got two of Harry's teams, Texas and Notre Dame. I don't know what that means. There's not a number one seed in the bunch. But like I said, all basically at this point, I care about is that the teams that are still playing in Philly play as long as they can, and Harry gets to play golf on Friday.